Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
While George Soros has riddled the American justice system with open society funded district attorney anarchy,
there's almost no reform you want that prosecutors couldn't implement today using their own discretion. If you want bail reform, then prosecutors can simply stop asking for bail.
More than $340,000 in merchandise stolen in L.A. smash and grab thefts. 14 arrested, but have bailed out or met the no bail criteria. And LAPD Chief Moore couldn't hide his frustration.
You could be arrested for a crime such as burglary, serious felony, a person coming into your home or business during hours of darkness or otherwise, and that's a zero bail, meaning that we book and process, identify you, and then your arraignment date is 3 to 4 months from now.
Klaus Schwab trained and strategically placed the minions of the Great Reset cancer within the policy machine of democracies worldwide.
It's really an incredible opportunity to join a community of 800 leaders from over 80 countries all over the world who work in a number of different situations, whether it's in the news or in the media or with large corporates or entrepreneurs and startups who focus on public policy, but really going a lot deeper, understanding the key issues that plague society today, the real potential for reform.
The World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders Program graduates include among them French President Emmanuel Macron.
The economy of tomorrow is going to have to be an economy that thinks about innovation and humanity, and it's going to have to build competitiveness with the climate challenge, reducing CO2 emissions, adapting our societies, the biodiversity agenda. So it's an economy that will have to be more resilient, that will be better organized, and will have to be including these elements of resistance in the supply chains.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
That's where I've said this. There's not going to be an endpoint to this vaccination program.
And U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg.
I think that shows a lot of promise. If we believe in that so-called user pays principle, the idea that part of how we pay for roads is you pay based on how much you drive. The gas tax used to be the obvious way to do it. It's not anymore. So a so-called vehicle miles traveled tax or mileage tax, whatever you want to call it, could be a way to do it.
This tax would be on top of what you already pay. Plus, you know, for every Joe bag of donuts that wants to take a road trip across America, they're now paying for that road trip. Does this pay for the infrastructure? And how is this fair for someone in your line of work?
I don't think it's fair at all. I mean, we're the ones out here delivering goods and supplying America. Like I said, we pay enough tax already, thousands of dollars a year per truck.
All of them implementing the directives of the Great Reset over the legislative will of their populace and their respective constitutional frameworks.
I think there's this debate going on right now, raging over whether you can be both patriotic and a global citizen. So yes, I believe that you can be both proud of who you are and where you're from, but some of that pride can be come from what you do as an international citizen.
Klaus Schwab's Young Global Leaders mission statement reads, Klaus Schwab, founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, created the Forum of Young Global Leaders in 2004 to help the world meet increasingly complex and interdependent problems. His vision was to create a proactive multi-stakeholder community of the world's next generation leaders to inform inform and influence decision-making and mobilize transformation. Whether anyone asked for it or not, Schwab's megalomaniacal fourth industrial revolution nightmarish vision is well underway, inhabiting positions within the democracies that were once duly elected seats of power, undermining national sovereignty and the future of individual freedom. A quiet declaration of war carried out by the infiltration of his forum of young global leaders. John Bound reporting.
Folks, we're live. Get ready for one hell of a transmission.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, December 12th. The year is 2021. And we're always covering huge, epic frontline information, but today there has just been a crescendo, a cascade, a landslide of truth against our enemies. We have had victory after victory after victory in the last week against their race crime hoaxes, against their poison injections, against their pedophile rings, and so much more. Again, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this live Sunday broadcast. We're going to destroy the whole COVID-19 martial law medical tyranny takeover. That's coming up next hour. We're going to get to the latest coming up at the bottom of the hour on Biden blaming tornadoes that have always hit states and always caused carnage at this level hundreds of times. It's still terrible. And blaming it on global warming, which, again, they admit now isn't global warming. It's just climate change. And notice, when we talk about government weather systems that don't completely control the weather, but they admit can cause floods, cause tornadoes, cause hurricanes, that was certified, declassified in the late 90s by the Pentagon. They go, oh, no, that doesn't exist, even though it does. But then they blame you and your car or a coal mine for what happened with no proof. Whereas we actually have weather weapon programs and things going on. So we'll hear from the former director of the CIA admitting they have weather weapons coming up at the bottom of the hour. But before I hit all of that, ladies and gentlemen, you talk about the wheels coming off the globalist operation. You talk about the engine blowing up. You talk about the house burning down. The globalists know they're corrupt. System is coming to an end. And they're trying to take capitalism with it when it's not capitalism that caused this, but crony capitalism and corrupt financiers working with authoritarian regimes to create monopolies. So they know their monopolistic New World Order, Great Reset is coming to an end. They understand that. And they don't know what to do. And so they're going to engineer an artificial collapse so they can be the saviors of the collapse, so they have all the PR straight and all the propaganda straight, so that as things disintegrate, they can pose as the saviors and hopefully stay in charge of this controlled demolition that they have executed. But it's not going the way tyrants always wanted to go. It's getting out of control. So they're upping the level of control. They're accelerating the collapse. And they basically lost control now, ladies and gentlemen. Only a mass awakening of the public can get control of the train before it goes over the edge into the ravine. And we're very close to that point where we're at a point of overturn. But the masses having a giant epiphany, a giant chain reaction awakening, can and will stop them. That's why they want this show, just as much as they wanted Trump destroyed, because he was a populist, actually cared about the country, and actually wanted us to be sovereign. He had his own problems, but he believed the president should be president. He wasn't out to get the country. That's why the globalists hated him so much. Well, they hate us even more. That means all of you, not just me. I'm just a focal point of this, because you have the solutions to stop what they're doing, and you understand their program and their operation. Now, we can do a drum roll here, but this is actually very sad and disgusting. And I've explained this, and I've told you that the majority of the high-level producers at CNN are pedophiles. And I don't just get up here and say that for no reason. That's how these intelligence, private corporate intelligence operations of Jeffrey Epstein and others worked. Why do you think Jeffrey Epstein was recruiting hundreds of girls a month in Palm Beach alone, industrial level, having to exhaust himself, having sex with up to five young girls a day? Because they had so many men they wanted to corrupt, so many men ready to sell out, from police chiefs to judges to lawyers to bankers to academics to scientists, that in one area of Florida, he had thousands and thousands of girls as young as 11 years old, just in the introductory level of the corruption, and then even younger for the real sickos, the real demons, as if the ones having sex with 15-year-olds weren't evil enough. So this is the out-of-control corruption of the forbidden fruit of that. And so you see another, how many have there been, CNN, high-level head Cuomo, Chris Cuomo. I mean, you don't think they just got rid of Cuomo because of his brother or because when he's their top show or because a woman might say he sexually harassed him. No, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, his brother wears nipple rings on television. These are some freaks. And so now it comes out that this head producer for Chris Cuomo was organizing women bringing their daughters to him so that he would have sex with the mother and the daughter. And what did I tell you? These people want to get their kids into this cult. These mothers want to get assigned into the operation so their daughters can now recruit other women. Just like you want to get into Harvard, or you want to get into Yale, or you want to get into UT or wherever. Well, in the world today, you try to get in at CNN. The majority of the people at the top now, you wonder why they're so evil, why they follow orders, because they've been given, they think, get out of jail free cards. And so that's who they are. That's what they're into. That's what they want. They don't want to go eat a steak and drink a glass of wine and look at the sunset, and every time it's just as good or better. They don't want their wife. They want to screw little kids. And this guy has been indicted for raping a 9-year-old, reportedly, in front of the mother that brought the child there to be raped. Now, right as this comes out, the Atlantic Monthly, owned by the heiress of Apple, who hung out on Epstein Island, we'll show you photos and flight logs in a moment, said there's no such thing as pedophilia. And why the hell would you put something out like that? I'm going to show it to you in a moment. Why would you do that? Because that's gaslighting, ladies and gentlemen. Jeez, and I've got other articles all over it. Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Remember the Pizzagate where the internet said maybe something's happening in the basement of a pizza place, which it wasn't. There was no basement. And so now there's no pedophilia on earth. It doesn't exist. You know that's a fraud. That's an attempt at a straw man. It doesn't work. So why are all these organizations and groups doing this? And I'll tell you again. Because, yeah, there's the heiress. She's worth like $50 million. To Apple, she owns Apple, the controlling stock, and she literally basically just lived with the Epsteins in New York, in Paris, in London, and at Little St. John's. So that's who these people are. It's about their power, their control, their God. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. And I tell you, just like that woman ended up in prison, the Apple heiress needs to be heavily investigated. And she thinks she can fund these attacks on us. I am proud to have her and George Soros as my enemies. Not looking to get killed or put in prison, but if I got to do this to stop what you're doing, then do it. Fill your hand. Because there's no backing down here because I'm not with you. And if I submit to you and if I back down to you, then you have made me join your ranks. And death is a wonderful release at your filthy hands or your minions' hands compared to facing God and being a coward working with you. I will never do it. And the reckoning's coming. So you try to collapse society. You try to poison us with these shots. You pull all your crap. You attack us with everything you got. But it's coming out. So, rats leaving the sinking ship. You've got all these different globalists like Brian Williams leading and leaving MSNBC. You've got about to be fired, Chris Wallace, when his contract's up, acting like he quit in face-saving measure, running to an internet show on the failing sinking ship of CNN. You've got all of this coming out. We'll tell you the rest of the story straight ahead.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
There is no honor amongst thieves, and Hollywood has been a giant private corporate intelligence operation of MI6, the CIA, and the Mossad. Setting up cults, setting up front groups to go out and then run intelligence operations on companies and corporations to basically take over society. Then to demoralize the general public, to break up our families and weaken us ahead of our total enslavement by the big central banks who then want to depopulate us. So this has all been a Carnegie Rockefeller endowment operation. You now see it. Studying their own documents is how I know the future way out ahead of time. And that's why you constantly see like a head of Homeland Security in a whole region. How many times? Caught having a mother flying in with a three-year-old to have sex with them, to rape them. And you're like, what's going on? Well, that's just because somebody good finally found out about it and a group of law enforcement they don't control busted them. That's why they have the left taking over law enforcement. That's why George Soros is putting in the district attorneys and the attorney generals at the state level and why the left is trying to pack the whole FBI and the federal marshals with their people. And they're very close to winning. But as they know the news comes out, that's why Nickelodeon and all the channels promote pedophilia and now say it's actually okay. And inoculating your child without your consent's okay. It's all about getting rid of the age of consent. But it's not just about blackmail. It's about the control. So DOJ says CNN producer raped a 9-year-old while her mother watched solicited girls 9 to 16 for sex virtual training sessions with their parents. He was a Jeffrey Epstein. He was recruiting. He was preparing his sex slave ops because that's how you get into the upper ranks of the system. Here's a photo of him for TV viewers. Here is Chris Cuomo and the CNN senior producer who were just arrested for raping children. And believe me, what we know about is horrible. You can be assured it's bigger than Sandusky. CNN is a intelligence operation of the highest order. Absolutely disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this guy. I mean, just look at what a predator he is. I mean, would you let that person anywhere near your children? You look at him and say, absolutely not. But you have discernment, see? The general public that's held under this satanic spell doesn't. Ugh. He doesn't just want to rape your children, though. He wants to rape your mind and your freedom and your body with the GMO death shots. CNN producer arrested, accused of raping children as young as 9. Chris Cuomo's producer. Look at that maniac. He's in the club, he thought. Chris Cuomo, CNN producer, charged with luring girls for sexual training. That's the New York Post. No, it's a lot worse than that. Oh, but here's CNN. A baseless conspiracy theory found a foothold in Europe. New research shows, CNN article text me, there's no government or combines of pedophiles running secret networks. No, they put this out on CNN during the whole Epstein thing last year. Oh, no. Oh, it gets better. Of all the words of tongue and pen, the truest are these. Alex Jones was right again. Jack Posobiec puts it out. It's confirmed. Queen of England there at the cabin same cabin with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, who are best friends with the royal house, helping frame and keep everybody under control with sex ops, which her father ran for MI6 and, of course, OSS before that in World War II. Ghislaine Maxwell, the spy master sex operative. That's why Jeffrey Epstein, again, had to recruit hundreds of girls a week just in Palm Beach to supply all the people that they were who were willingly coming and getting framed. They wanted to be in the club. Who else is in the club? Alex Jones is basically right that America is run by evil people who want to molest your kids and kill or imprison you if you try to stop them. Lawrence Powell Jobs, Steve Jobs' widow, and Ghislaine Maxwell having fun at the little pervert island. And then the Atlantic that she owns running the headline, the great fake child sex trafficking epidemic. The Senate report confirms thousands of children trafficked across the U.S. border under Obama, who then authorized it, given into sex slavery. Many were disappeared or killed. That's a U.S. Senate report confirms children trafficked across border under Obama were used in sex traffic. But it's okay that the Senate report confirms thousands of children that Obama allowed to be smuggled and brought in were sex trafficked, because the Atlantic, the most evil publication in the world, literally owned by her, I mean, she spends billions a year attacking us, attacking free speech, attacking America, and then she's, but it's okay because she's a woman, you see, so she's allowed to act like this. She's, you know, and oh, they had a Twitter that censors everybody. He's got brown skin, so it's okay too, right? CNN staffer charged with enticing moms, young daughters into sexual activity, quote, training them for missions. Said, I'm going to train you. I'm going to make you a secret agent. Yeah, that's all coming out. And the women wanted to be recruited. Oh, my gosh, secret agent, man. You know, James Bond isn't having sex with hot chicks up in hotel rooms. James Bond's got lines of old men coming in to screw 10-year-old girls. That's what James Bond does. And, hey, they're externalizing the method. Roger Stone's going to pop on. He's about to get on the plane, but he's going to pop on start of the next hour. SNL jokes about gang raping Roger Stone's 75-year-old wife who has cancer. We have the video. We will be showing you that. Oh, but it gets better. SNL, hip-hop nativity, same show. Skit shows baby Jesus twerking. Mary as a stripper and baby daddy Joseph with a pimp walk. Oh, the child shaking its ass. The newborn baby wants to be raped. I get it. So religion. You don't get in the club unless you got the dead eyes of these people. They look dead because they are dead. They've turned themselves over to absolute, total evil, and they think it's cute. They think it's funny. And what it really is a message to all of us. They're coming for our children. We already know, scumbags. Meanwhile, honored and delighted to join Jeff Zucker and his great team. Mm-hmm. Chris Wallace will join CNN as anchor for CNN Plus because Fox was about to fire him because he had the lowest ratings on their network. Their smallest shows have 2 million viewers. He had like a 250,000. Total joke. He's about to be fired. That's coming out. And so what did he do? He jumped to CNN Plus. They always make fun of us as, quote, Internet. We're more than that, but whatever. Internet's great. Yeah, the free market of ideas would kick your ass. But, oh, now he'll be Internet only on CNN Plus. And look what a deviant. I mean, look, I'm not saying Chris Wallace is a pedophile, but if I was going to cast somebody for a movie, you know, that I mean, look how creepy he is. I mean, what a little conceited, self-centered, know-it-all piece of garbage. And there he is. He's honored and delighted to be at CNN with John Griffin. He wants to be colleagues with people like that over at CNN. Do an overhead shot for me, please. Here is Chris Cuomo. Oh, out Chris Cuomo. In comes Chris Wallace, and he's got a new friend. Oh, and it gets better. Brian Williams signs off from MSNBC's 11th hour after lying and saying he was shot down in a helicopter. Only person worse than him, Senator Blumenthal, that says he was in combat in Vietnam and was never there. Lying scum. We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, I'm going to do the tornadoes that hit, and was it weather modification or control? I'm going to really give you the answers. Coming up next segment. And then Roger Stone pops in with SNL joking about gang raping his wife dying of cancer. And you're just like, well, why do they do that? Because it's about searing your conscience, just getting you used to being raped with inflation and open borders and globalism and pedophilia. I mean, these are criminals. They get off on that they can get away with stuff. They'd show up at a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner at 4 p.m. at grandma's house and take a crap in the middle of the dressing. They'd get up in front of the whole family, pull their pants down, and spray diarrhea all over the food. And I don't mean to be gross about that, but you don't understand them till you get your mind wrapped around who they are. They are predators. And they want to hurt good people. They want to lie. They want to hurt you. And they've organized themselves into communities and organizations. And CNN is a pedophilia mothership of evil. And that leads us to the vaccines that aren't vaccines, that are poison gene therapies, and all the huge news there that I'm going to hit some now and then really get into after Roger leaves us. Bottom of the next hour. But just remember, when you look at the face of this arrested, charged, all the evidence says pedophile. Chris Cuomo's main producer, senior CNN producer, not just his show. And he's running rape operations, training women for sex to be sex operatives in sex training. The general public reads that and doesn't know what they're seeing. That's what CNN does. I told you, industrial level sex operations with little girls to go recruit other people. And women, if they're alone and single mothers and don't have God, get approached by authority figures. Once they let their child be raped like this, now they're recruiters like Ghislaine Maxwell, who you know was raped from like age two on by her father and OSS and then MI6. And I'm sorry to have to tell you all this. It's in the MKUltra documents. It's in Reset Wars that, by the way, you'll be able to get tomorrow. It launches at midnight tonight at ResetWars.com. And I'm sorry to have to tell you all this. I know it sounds insane, but as it comes through and you see it, you learn how these intelligence operations work. I mean, my uncle was in Iran-Contra. Wouldn't tell me any of it other than to say that he got out of it because they were trafficking children out of Central American orphanages. Okay, let's move on from there. So here is Chris Cuomo and the CNN senior producer who was just arrested for raping children in organized rape. But they want to rape your mind. They want to rape your soul. They want to rape everything that is decent and good because that gives them power over reality. So you ask yourself, why are the rats leaving the sinking ship? Well, because the ship is sinking and that's who they are. Now, let's move on to the rape with a genetically engineered gene therapy that erases your immune system, is linked to massive cancer and blood clots and heart attacks. I have literally more than 30 incredible clips today of scientists and doctors and researchers and the CDC's own documents and the FDA's own documents that taking the Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson shot gives you a negative immunity within 8 months on average. Negative, meaning it's worse than before you took it. This is not a vaccine. I mean, a real inoculation gives you decades of immunity. That's not what this is. This goes in and programs your... So, like, you have a light bulb that burns for 10 years, they don't want that. That's a regular vaccine, still could have problems. These are planned obsolescence where they work a few months, but then get rid of your immune system. So it'd be like, oh, this light bulb works for a couple months, then it burns your house down. Well, I'm not going to put that light bulb in. Or you've got this light bulb for a few months, but then you can never have light in your house again. You'd be like, are you, that's not just a scam. That's criminal. So here is Laura Ingraham, who, after Tucker Carlson, has the most courage of anybody on national TV in this nation, with Dr. Byram Brittle talking about the elephant in the room, that it doesn't work. Not just that the Omicron gets around it. That's their diversion. You know, you've got the famous meme of Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark at the start of the movie where he's got the bag of sand and he's got the gold idol he's trying to get. And, you know, oh, my God, the vaccine doesn't work. It's not a vaccine. It's a fraud. Everybody's waking up to it, knowing it's a scam. What do we do? Okay, he's got to move the bag of sand onto the gold idol. It's Omicron. Oh, it doesn't work now because of Omicron. You're really sick. We're calling it COVID because of Omicron. I'm going to play clips for you next segment, where I didn't just predict this year and a half ago, which you'll see as well, but I predicted it 12 years ago. Exactly. And by the way, I didn't predict it. I had their actual breakdown, ladies and gentlemen. They're plans. These people are arrogant. Oh. And guess what? The globalists have tipped their hand again. You ask, well, why do they do it? You ask why? Don't they just shut up? Because they've got to tell all the agencies and groups and governments what's going to happen. And the drill is how they test the policy and get them used to the drill, so that when the actual system comes, they don't put two and two together. They just follow orders because they've done the drill 100 times. Like Jim Jones giving people Kool-Aid that didn't have cyanide in it. And finally the day, they've done Kool-Aid drills hundreds of times. But finally, by the time he gave them the real Kool-Aid with the cyanide, they didn't understand and died. So we're going to show you all those documents. I'll get to the weather modification next hour, but I need to finish up with this. Here is the good doctor, Riddell, on Laura Ingraham explaining it doesn't work. It's a fraud. Here it is.
Me now, Dr. Byron Bridle, who is the immunology professor at the University of Guelph in Canada, who was part of the group who studied the first mRNA COVID vaccines. Dr. Bridle, what's going on here?
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me again. I have to say, I'll just be blunt. This is absolutely ludicrous. This is a case of trying to take something that is completely ineffective, and by administering endless doses, somehow it seems like health professionals think this is going to suddenly become effective. There's so much data showing now that these vaccines can never, ever achieve the goal of herd immunity. These are, first of all, what I want to point out is we have to keep in mind the very definition of vaccines was altered to allow that term to be applied to these current inoculations that we're giving to people. The duration of immunity is far too short. The SARS-CoV-2 virus has been effectively developing new variants that can readily evade this immunity. The new Omicron variant has so many mutations in the spike protein, it's going to be able to even more effectively evade vaccine-induced immunity than the Delta variant did. And the combination of all of these things, combined with, of course, the fact that there is, although people try and hide it as much as possible, it's becoming impossible to hide the harms that these vaccines are causing. And there's no question now that the cost-benefit analysis makes no sense. People who are, quote, fully vaccinated, which is the two doses at the moment, they can still get infected. They can still get COVID. They can still get disease. They can still die from COVID. And they transmit the virus in at least equal proportion to equal quantities,
doctor,
as those who have no immunity.
Yeah.
Okay, so I told you all this with the experts 20-plus months ago, but you're not here to hear us spike the football. You're here to hear tomorrow's news today. So let me introduce something that nobody else introduced that I've been talking about for a year. Merrick's disease. Gates and them aren't dumb. They put this out. They act like it's a process. They let the vaccines create the mutations, which when they create all these shots that keep destroying spike protein, it's going to create a super spike protein that kills 100%. And that's what they're doing, is using the public to create the ultimate weapon they've already tested in labs. But they're making us do it to ourselves via free will. Merrick's disease in humans.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back. Roger Stone's going to pop in for one segment till about 15 after to talk about Saturday Night Live saying that they want his wife, who's dying of cancer, hopefully she lives, but she has stage 4 cancer, that she needs to be gang raped. I mean, that's just about searing your mind, your conscience. It's about just training you to be a slave. He's going to pop in, and then I'll get into the horrible tornado that is not the worst in U.S. history. They've had tornado groups that killed 300 people in one night, not 120 or 30. Still, this is horrible. But to say that it's global warming doing it, why do we have all those tornado shelters? Why do people used to have that before they knew about, you know, radar and things, before that was invented? Was because they knew that when there were storms, they had to all go sleep in the cellar because sometimes it would come and kill you. My father saw the barn in East Texas where he grew up destroyed once by a tornado. And then it went across the road and tore up one of the family's relatives' houses. Was that global warming? Was that man-made? We'll talk about it bottom of the next hour after Roger Stone leaves us. But I noticed that on Instagram and Twitter, because a bunch of people sent me these, some of these had 500 views, one of them had 100-something thousand views, one had 500,000 views just this weekend. But the good news is people are taking these clips, they're finding these clips, and they're sharing them because the public gets fascinated, not by documents I show on air, but by old videos of me saying what was going to happen. And then we can demystify and explain how I knew this so people can then discover how to learn this for themselves and not just listen to what I have to say. Because if I want to not get killed or put in prison and save the country, and if you want to do the same thing with me, we can do it together. We got to decentralize this. I don't want to be the guy that understands all this. Okay? We can do this together, but it's going to take people getting knowledge of how the globalists operate, how their mindset works, and what their tricks are. So here's a clip of myself 12 years ago in 2010 or 11 and a half years ago with Mike Adams predicting what was going to be coming in the future. And then there's clips from a year and a half ago and 21 months ago of me predicting that multiple inoculations, tracker passes, the vaccines wouldn't work. They claimed that it was a variant, but really it was something they were releasing or it was caused by the vaccine. 100% what's happened 20 months later. How do I nail it 100%? It's like if I go see Romeo and Juliet by Shakespeare, doesn't matter if it's a high school doing it, doesn't matter if it's a college doing it, doesn't matter if it's a professional theater doing it. If it says classic Shakespeare, Romeo, Juliet, I know it will be word for word in the old English Shakespeare. It's a program. It's a blueprint. It's an operation. And that's my great frustration is, yes, the blueprint's very scary. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, it ends with 90% of us depopulated. Collapse of civilization by design, by a breakaway civilization absorbing us. But if we know the blueprint, we can stop it. But you got to have the courage to admit you're in trouble. It's like most women, when a thug pulls a gun out and says, get in the van, they get in the van, they get raped and killed. But some women fight back, hit, run, whatever, and most of the time they live. But most people, especially women, will Stockholm syndrome and, well, I guess he'll be nice. No, he's not going to be nice when you're tied up in that basement. So you might as well just slap the gun out of the hand, run away, zigzag, attack them, whatever it is you decide to do, but don't just give in and follow orders. Stop acting like a jellyfish. So here's myself and Mike Adams in 2010, and then clips from 2020. Here it is.
That during the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, remember 2002, they wanted to have forced inoculation nationwide for smallpox, and it came out in news articles that, oh, yeah, the feds are going to use sports stadiums and postal offices as the centers where if you refuse to be inoculated, you'll be taken and be held, but will also forcibly inoculate if we're given the orders at these injection facilities.
You have to be able to track people. So they have to have a tracking technology in place. Now, whether that's an RFID chip, which they're calling now electronic tattoos, or whether that is a vaccine bracelet or some kind of paperwork that you have to carry around, I'm not sure yet, but that's step one. So they got to have a vaccine tracking technology. I think that's where some of the military defense contractors are coming into play. But then secondly, you got to look at the quarantines. If they mandate vaccines, those who refuse to be vaccinated are very likely to be quarantined, which means perhaps the CDC would be leasing camps or facilities like FEMA camps from FEMA, just as an example. And then making those quarantine camps where they throw you in with all the other people who have refused the vaccines.
Go up to the front. I say to the guy behind the counter, notice you're not wearing your mask. He goes, no, it's all BS. And I said, I'll tell you what's BS, brother. Forced inoculations next year. They're trying to make us take tracker apps on our phones that have already been activated, whether you want them or not, but make you accept it, be able to travel around and live your life. This is their full revolution against us. This is the globalist move. You're going to see people get in folks' faces as they leave their houses and say, let me see your phone app. And your phone will have a government app or through a corporate app that you're authorized. And they'll scan it and go, And it's going to be every season, every, oh, new viruses. And, oh, if you had your inoculation, even though it doesn't cover you. And if you say, hey, the inoculation doesn't cover you, they'll go, you're arrested. That's disinformation. Oliver Darcy says so. But remember, when they forcibly inoculate you and your child has a convulsion and dies, they killed your child. And that was 20 months ago. So let me. Well, you know what? I mean, do you want to see these current headlines? Just everything I just said a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. It's all right here. Dr. Fauci, Americans will just have to deal with yearly booster shots if they become necessary. They were always planned. Study shows Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine effectiveness declines after 6 months to almost zero, MSM. But that was months ago. Now they're saying it's Omicron, so you're not supposed to say that the thing never worked. COVID-19, Pfizer, BioNTech vaccine effectiveness wanes to 47%. That's in 6 months. Now we know a year later to almost zero. Pfizer vaccine protection wanes after 6 months, study finds. WebMD. And now today, Twitter will now ban users that repeatedly claim vaccinated people can spread COVID. In fact, you're more likely to, but it's okay. You'll just be banned if you talk about it. Fauci says Omicron can evade vaccine protection, but boosters help. So see, first they're like, okay, the vaccine didn't work. Oh, it's Omicron. Don't say it was always a fraud. You need new shots because of Omicron. How did Alex Jones say 20 months ago this was coming? Bill Gates put out a prospectus to shareholders that this would be shots 7 to 10 times a year. Pfizer jab is only 23% effective against Omicron. South African study says, but you're not allowed to say that. I mean, Twitter said so. Omicron can strike within 4 months of vaccination. Senior South African doctor said, oh, you got to get every 4 months now. And it goes on and on and on. We got so much more I haven't hit on that front. And people paralyzed and being killed and admitting it. And their families speak out. They get banned or arrested in Australia. Oh, and they're now arresting members of the government, randomly senators in Australia that are against the lockdowns, and taking them to facilities saying, we're just going to see if you're sick. And when they test not positive, they say, we don't care. You're locked up now. I mean, it's all just to pretend. Oh, we're not rounding up and arresting you because we don't like your politics. No, no, no. It's Build Back Better. Wink, wink, UN takeover. But we're locking you up. That's all coming up next hour as well. And, oh, they're now handing out all over schools around the Western world heart attack kits because they say the new normal is lots of heart attacks in small children. So that's coming up next hour as well. But Roger Stone, has the comics. You know, the comics that have Joe Biden on, the comics that say world government's good. The comics like Alec Baldwin on Saturday Night Live. Well, the comics say gang raping his wife is a good thing. That's their little message. We'll gang rape your wife that's got stage 4 cancer. And you're just like, why would they do that? Because it's about them being the villains and getting away with it, trying to invoke Stockholm syndrome. All right, we're going to go to break. This audience of badasses of every race, color, and creed that love God and love justice don't have Stockholm syndrome. And you're awake and you know what's going on. You've kept us on air despite all the Democratic Party attacks and the law firms that sued Remington into bankruptcy. We are fighting them and haven't done that in 4 years because of your support. And you've dumped your money into us, and it's beautiful. You got great products at the same time. They'll be sold out by tonight. The 1776 limited edition founding member coin that everybody that signs up for it, unless we get shut down, will be the first to know and the first to get exclusive content and exclusive content. It's going to be amazing. The founder coin at 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, or InfoWarsStore.com will sell out by tonight. Your last chance to get it and be a founding member of some amazing new things we're going to be launching. It's a historic coin of George Washington slaying the dragon on one side and 1776 worldwide on the other. InfoWarsStore.com. And do your Christmas shopping there. Surewide free shipping. Double Patriot points are running for at least a few days more for the Christmas sales. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Forest Plus, all of them 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And at midnight tonight, ResetWars.com. The master class, 6-plus-hour course and more, drops at ResetWars.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.